And we're out of executive session and back in open session. And we have Randy Hayes with us. We're going to be talking about an easement and a road and bridge update. Mr. Hayes.
The easement you have in front of you is for Wild Rose Lane. The easement's for the turnaround. The road was approved by you gentlemen contingent on a turnaround for that particular road.
Did it end up a hammerhead or did it end up
a hammerhead. We didn't have room to do the cul-de-sac, but we was able to put a hammerhead type.
So this is something that we have sought. It's a permanent perpetual easement of 40 foot, correct?
40 foot by 50 foot area for turnaround purpose.
Motion for approval.
Is this something that the council needs to look over?
I don't believe so. We haven't had to on any others unless it's...
It's a legal description on it. You had quite a work session with getting this done, didn't you?
We met with the residents on site. Actually, this is our second attempt on this. The first place we wanted to put it didn't work out. We had to.
Where's this at, Randy?
Do it.
Where's this at?
This is on Wild Rose Lane.
Where's Wild Rose?
It's off J Highway.
Oh.
It's a road they petitioned for us to take into the road system.
And this, okay, this is a road that we recently accepted, contingent upon...
Correct, contingent on turnaround being provided.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Doug Williams and Marla Jean Athey and the Taney County Commission. Let me note that I see that a professional land surveyor has included the survey description of the property. Discussion. All in favor of approving acceptance of this easement, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion carries.
While you're on those easements, Randy, was down here on Casey Road, the road, little road that we took in down there, did it have a did it have an easement already for a cul-de-sac?
It's got a cul-de-sac, but the easement, I need to talk to that gentleman. The way the picture of the easement looks doesn't coincide with the existing cul-de-sac that's there. It does have a turnaround, but I need to find out if the plat coincides with it, so I need to...
But there's a cul-de-sac at the end of the road, right?
There is a cul-de-sac there.
But there's also at the end of that cul-de-sac, if I'm not mistaken, property that
it continues on to another piece of property, and there's a gate and everything there. But there is a cul-de-sac already there. I just need to double check the plat on that, see if it coincides with it. So, with the flash flooding in the Hollister area, where we still lack a few spots of cleaning up. Pretty much we had plugged up culverts, debris on roadways in the southwest part of the county all the way over to Mincy area from Fruit Farm, several roads in the south of Hollister. Not too bad in the north part of the county, and then this weekend we've had additional rains, Bradleyville area, so we've got equipment in that area cleaning up. We've had 2 inches or more. Some roads washed out, plugged up culverts, same type of issues we've been having for the past 2 weeks. We are also moving equipment to Mincy area, big equipment, to put the fill back in on the Bee Creek Bridge. So we'll be working on that. I'll just have to see kind of how that goes to see if we need to close that road if it interferes. Right now, we haven't had to close the road. We've been checking on it periodically through the weekend. As each rain comes, I've had Devin go down there and keeping an eye on it for me. But we're going to continue work on that. We're also continuing work on our road and bridge office. We put off pouring the floor till possibly next week. We won't be ready until then anyway. So,
Randy, over where I got a call from over where you, I think it was on W-20 or something like that, about a road over there that a boy's been doing a lot of work on his property up there, but this last rain, he said, washed his road surface down into W-20.
We've got a, I know which property you're talking about. He recently purchased this property, and during heavy rains, this one has a problem. We're going to, a little later on this fall, we're going to do some work on that, raise our particular road up to help alleviate this. It's got a kind of a drainage issue, not only with his driveway, but with our road also. That's something I'll get with him and we'll work out some type of plan.
You may bring it up.
The auditor of finance.
Was it?
Can we do that? I'm sorry, sir.
That's basically all I have. Hopefully the rain will subside. We'll get back to our normal chip seal type duties. We've had to suspend that until the weather cooperates. But
I would assume we're suspending the building across the street, too.
Actually, we're continuing with that in between rain showers. We did move our concrete pour to next week.
Sounds like that following, what is it, Wednesday, Thursday, we might get some good a break in the weather?
I think toward the end of this week, they're going to start changing. Last week.
Nikki? Let's stand in recess for 2 minutes.